up there.
Okay, let's see. What would you call a little room off the kitchen where you'd store canned goods and so forth?
Well, now that I have mine in this cut-off room in pantry is what that is called, was called. But now I have a partition there, and where the steps wind going down. See, I have the steps up the attic. Well, on each step, it's finished nicely, varnished. There's a back to it and everything. Then I have a rail that I hold to going up there. Then on every step, there's a good heavy plank, and Roy fixed the bracket here, and it rests on that. That's where I'd keep coffee, you know, and stuff like that. Just storage. Maybe I'd have as much as 20 pounds of coffee. That's the way I'd always buy things that way. And when the folks had come, well, I'd love to go get a dozen eggs for them. Maybe I have too many, and I canned a lot of stuff, and a can of coffee, and they just fuss at me. I just love to do things like that, you know. And so that was my storage room. I wonder how it looks now. And I told them, I said, now you all go on and get those things. It'll get stale and all like that. Go on and get it and use it. And I don't think they've used a bit of it. They say it's all there, just like I left it. There's a lot of stuff that's ruined. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that's ruined. Because we left the heat on, I didn't know when it might get real cold. We never had nothing to freeze in the house, but there's a first for everything. And so they kept the heat on. But some child, I never think that any child did anything to be bad. I had the best children that played around my place that has ever been. They never did, but I think they were playing out there back in October, and I had just left a little, maybe a 10-foot hose sticking out. All my other hose, I'd have them sprung everywhere, every hydrant. I wouldn't rag the hose around over the yard. I would have a faucet, you know, whatever you call it, and all I'd have to do is pick up the hose and water my flower beds or my cucumber bed or my garden if I wanted to. And but I left this little short piece. The others were rolled up tight and rolls and tied, and I push them under that bed in my basement, and the spread hung down where you couldn't see it, you see. But I believe some child was playing, and one said to the other, let's come in and do something. And I think you've forgotten, and I had a $49 and something water bill. So we had the city to come and cut it off. That's the only bad thing. I know another cute little thing. Right after Roy had gone away that morning, I went out and was picking strawberries. And I was crying. I felt so lonely, you know, and everything. He had just died. And I heard the kids coming. They'd come every morning to see how I was, you know. And I didn't let them know I was up in behind the shrubbery, and I had picked these strawberries. And they went down and knocked at the door in the breezeway, and of course I was up there. I got back a little further so they wouldn't see me. I didn't want them to see me crying. And one of them went up and said, well, here's some strawberries, says, I bet that she's forgot these. And I couldn't see what they did. So one of them's grandmother called and said, come here, Tommy. And they went, and after they'd gone, I thought, well, I'm going to get my strawberries. Well, they weren't there. And I went on up, and I saw the pan they were in, and they were just strewn all over the ground. And I thought, well, my children doing that, what in the world? And so I went up, went on, picked them up because they were in the grass, and I called over, and I said, Tommy, come over here. You and Clay, come over. Says, can't Helen, whatever her name is, can't she come too? I said, no, just you all. Well, they came in just as happy, you know, as could be. And I said, you boys happy this morning? He said, yes, I'm. And I said, how come you threw my strawberries out? They said, well, the dog, the grandmama called them, the dog ran against them, knocked the pan out and by their hand, and of course that threw the strawberries out. And I picked them up, you know. And I said, well, that's all right, man. And I said, I've got a dime apiece for each one of you, and you can have the strawberries. One of them, he didn't want it, but the other one taking it, and I don't know which